David Trigg,
hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trigg Podcast. Enjoy Ghost TV on this beautiful Thursday, June 8th, 2023. It is almost 6 p.m. here Pacific from Bend, Oregon. Beautiful, beautiful part of the country. We have family here, and it's been a beautiful time. If you want to follow our adventures, my wife and I and family, you can follow me on Instagram at David Trigg or on Facebook as well. Just type in my name. But I want to talk today about stop criticizing me. Stop criticizing me. And it's not about me, but stop criticizing people that are different than you emotionally. So one of the things that I have noticed in my years and in my training and counseling and working with people is that everyone grieves and feels differently. There are three ways in which people tend to feel. The body types, they tend to not really feel, that they actually avoid feelings, and they mostly deal with resentment, anger, frustration. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Are you one of them? Raise your hand. So the worst question you can ask one of these beautiful people is, how are you feeling? It's better to say, what is making you upset? What is making you mad? That'll touch something inside of them. It'll hit a string, or whatever you say, that hit a chord. Now, for the heart types, and I am one of them, the body types will tend to criticize the heart types. The heart types will tend to criticize the logic types, and so on and so on and so on. The logic types criticize the body types. Everyone criticizes people that are different than them when it comes to feelings and emotions. The heart types, we tend to feel and deal with our heart. And so the way that we process emotion is primarily through shame and feelings of unworthiness. And so you can ask a feeling type, how do you feel? That's a legitimate question. But not all of them will immediately tell you. You may want to ask them, are you feeling shame or insecure? Is anything making you insecure or ashamed? Even though for you that might be a really tough question, for us heart types, that's life-giving. And it touches that part of us that needs to come out so that it can be healed. And then the third type of people are the logic types. And so anybody out there, logic types, anybody heart types, any heart types out there, raise your hand. Whoop, whoop. Logic types, they also feel, everyone feels, everyone is a human being, but they will tend to get into their head and process things fairly quickly. And I guess you could say they will tend to be fearful, nervous, anxious, overwhelmed, maybe hyperactive. And so for the logic types, you may not want to ask them, how do you feel? Instead, you may want to say, what's on your mind? Or how is your schedule? Because that's where their fear, even though they will tell you, I don't fear, just like the body types will say, I'm not angry. Just like the heart types will say, I don't have any shame. Every one of us, Christians especially, we like to deny negative emotions because we're saved in Jesus and the blood and we go to church and we serve. So therefore, we hide the actual feeling because we resolve it, especially the logic types. They'll tend to resolve it through verses, mostly through activity and a lot of doing stuff. Here's the point. Everyone is necessary. We all are a body of Christ. We're the body of Christ. We need each other. We need each type or each intelligence center to process emotions in the way that they do so that we can all learn from each other. But what happens is we criticize each other. So I have a family member who is a complete logic type. He criticizes me all the time when I talk about feelings, grieving, loss, sadness, fear. It's just on his face, I can just tell he's mad. He wants to just punch me and tell me, trust God, or here's a verse, or what's wrong with you, or stop it already. Not necessarily bad things, but my point is, it's better to understand each other and to learn from each other, and then, of course, to sharpen each other, yes. The body types, they will be criticized because they're always doing stuff. Come on, stop doing and feel more. Why don't you think things through? Why are you so irrational or so reactionary? Why are you always reacting, driving like crazy, doing more than you should? Your body is hurting, your neck, your back, your jaw, and yet you're still pushing yourself. Shouldn't you rest, use your logic, or maybe feel, cry, write, or ponder life? Body types, they hate that. But again, we need the body types so we can learn how to be more active and to be in your body, to listen to your gut and not be so, let's say, like an overthinker. And then the thinking types, they get criticized by us, the heart types. So the heart types will look at the logic types and say, why can't you feel at least once? Why are you always wanting to move on to the next activity, the next fun thing, or the next research paper, or the next event with your friends? Why are you always so hung up on your friends, your schedule, your activities, your fun, your research, your knowledge? Why can't you feel? Why can't you do something with me? And so we can learn from the logic types the value of thinking and of keeping a schedule and of having fun, or of being studious and being intelligent. So once again, the Bible is clear that we all are part of the body of Christ. We all need each other. We are one body. We need to acknowledge and celebrate each other's strengths. These are strengths on how we all feel. Stop criticizing me. Stop criticizing you. Stop criticizing how everyone feels just because it's so different than you. So when I get in my head and I begin to criticize those who are more logical, I have to say, you know what? I admire and I thank you. I thank God for how you have a very good schedule and your results show for it. You're in shape. You have a lot of fun. You go out to eat when it's possible, when you have the money. You're very cheap, some people could say. But others could say you take care of your money. You save. You are more thoughtful. Back to thoughtfulness. With the body types, if you're not a body type and you're struggling with those people who are always go, 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 instead of criticizing them and trying to stop them, join them. Say, wow, tell me what you did today. That's amazing, all that you're accomplishing. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for being such a peacemaker. And you bring us together with your body language, with how you are so industrious and yet so calm. Thank you for being so righteous and how you do the right things at the right time, that you don't just do things off the fly or off the seat of your pants, or you don't just do whatever is in your heart, quote unquote. You are thoughtful and you take action. You are a very strong individual, and I thank God for you. Those are the ways in which we can help each other instead of criticizing each other. Now, when it comes to emotions, especially, this is where we have to help each other. Now, if you're going to go to therapy, who would you rather go to? A heart type, a logic type, or a doer? Of course, a heart type, right? So that's the gift that we have as heart types. We are the creatives, the healers, the pastors, the shepherds, often the leaders, the empaths, the feelers, the artists, the musicians, the ones who paint the world. And we have our dark side, of course, fear, anxiety, and overwhelm, and dark feelings. And yes, we have to be aware of that. The gift of the logic types is they are planned out. They get things done. They're so organized. They have a schedule. They keep to it. They're so loyal to their friends. They have fun. They love to go from glory to glory to glory. They, even though they're exhausted and tired, they don't let that bother them. They just keep pursuing their fun and their adventure. What's their dark side? Yeah, they're ignoring what's happening internally. They're praying it away. They're thinking it away. They're planning it away. They're hanging out with people. They're having fun running away from their thoughts and their feelings. Or they spiritualize it. They say, well, God's got it. Read this Bible verse and do this Bible study. All good things, but they're not really addressing what's happening. Now, if I'm going to go and, let's say, have brain surgery, do I want a heart type or do I want a logic type? A logic type, of course, right? So that's the gift of the logic types. Now, the body types, if I'm going to go and help my friend move, who do you want? A heart type, a logic type, or a doer? A doer, of course, right? So the doers, the body types, their gift is getting things done, getting her done, right? Beautiful, beautiful people. What's their dark side or their vice is they can be sloths. They can get lazy because they're so exhausted or overwhelmed. They can be bullies. They can overdo it and they can be aggressive, or they can be very self-righteous and think that only they are perfect. Everyone else is not. Everyone else is imperfect. Everyone's doing it wrong except for them. So these are the vices or the hang-ups or the dark side, I guess, shadow, some people call it, of the body types. But we celebrate them. When I want someone to move, help me move, I'm not going to call the heart types. They're going to sing I don't want the logic types are going to tell me how I should have bought bigger boxes or less boxes. I want the body types are going to get her done. So now, where is the place for challenge? Well, of course, we should challenge and sharpen each other. Of course, we should say, feelers, don't feel so much. Doers, do less. Thinkers, think less. Yes, of course, we need to be gospel people. We're not here just to be ourselves and put up with me. No, we are here to sharpen each other. But we got to do it from a place of understanding the other person. Seek first to understand before you seek to be understood. Stop criticizing people because they respond to loss or opportunities or grief or sadness or unemployment or illness differently than you. It's not a spiritual thing. It really isn't about you being more spiritual than them. The logic types can tend to especially think that because they're so biblical that everyone else is a sinner. They may not say it, but they may feel it inside or think it inside. Every one of us can struggle with that. Criticizing each other, using the Bible against us, using how you do things against us, using all kinds of things. Instead, realize that everyone responds to emotions in a different way. Everyone grieves differently. Everyone rejoices differently. Everyone has a baby reveal party differently. Everyone works out differently. Everyone goes to church and worships differently. Because we are uniquely and wonderfully made. Uniquely, that means differently. And yet we are one body in Christ. So we need to help each other out, understand the other person. If you don't understand someone, ask them, tell me, how do you grieve? Tell me, how do you experience joy? Tell me, why do you do so much? Tell me, where do you get your strength from? And learn from those people. I'll close with this. My mom is a logic type. She is a 7. She is filled with joy, 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 gozo, gozo, gozo. Mama gozo, I call her. Now, it'd be easy for me to criticize the fact that she doesn't slow down. She doesn't maybe feel or cry or... Now, guess what? Like me, right, is really what I'm saying. All of us, we fall into this trap. We're all saying, why can't you, Mom, be like me, right? Even though we may use other language. But instead, through the years, I've learned from her, and I want to be more like her while still being me. She's a logic type. She's a 7. Fun, fun, fun. I admire her because she doesn't spend 3 months or 3 years crying over the loss of her mom or her dad or her husband. Instead, she grieves it in the moment hard, and then she's ready to move on. And that's the logic types. I admire that about my mom, and I can learn from that, even though I am a heart type and I grieve longer and more deeply. And then I write songs and people are inspired. She can learn from me perhaps to feel, to write songs, to ponder. But I can learn from her how to move through it more faster, more quickly, and with more joy. And then I have my beautiful wife, who's a body type. I can always learn from her how to get things done, how to plant flowers, how to paint a house, how to go grocery shopping, how to move and sell and do things as part of her grieving process. And then people can learn from me how to write songs, how to feel, how to cry, how to ponder, how to pause and reflect. We all can learn from each other. Remember, everyone's not like you, nor should they be like you. It's got nothing to do with God, Jesus, biblical, being more spiritual, immature, any of that. Is there immaturity? Of course. But don't be so quick to judge someone as immature when maybe all they're doing is experiencing emotions differently than you. If you need my coaching in any of these things, if you're struggling with someone, if you are trying to learn more about this, please let me know. Reach out to me, davidtrader.com/coaching. Send me a text. Send me an email, trig@davidtrig.com. Go to my Instagram. Send me a DM @davidtrig. Or on Facebook, look me up. Send me a message. Or just simply say, Trig, let's talk. And I'd love to talk to you. Thank you again for being here. Please share this video or this episode. Comment, post, like, share. And I'll see you next time. Adios. Thank you.